And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to you right around the country across the Macquarie Network, beaming into Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane via 3AW, 2GB and 4BC, into Adelaide's 5AA and 6PR in Perth. This, over the next 60 minutes, is your Sunday tune-up, the House of Wellness. Lovely to be with you. It's Ed Phillips here, joined today by our favourite pharmacist and medical herbalist, Gerald Quigley. Hello, GQ.
Hello, Ed, and look who we've got.
And I tell you what, swanning in at the 11th hour after what was a rather hilarious text saying, "Honey, I've lost my pass. Where am I? I'm locked in the rabbit warren." Channel 7's delightful Sally Obermeyer. Hi, Sal.
Boy, am I happy to be here.
Well, I mean, you're here for the start of the show, but you... This is an adventure, this one.
My heart rate is up to 100. I'm sweating bullets. But I'm here, and I'm so happy. Happy Sunday, everybody.
Where did you leave the pass? Because I sleep with it around my neck.
Do you? Yeah. You see, you're very dutiful. God knows where mine was. I was halfway here, and I thought, oh, hang on a minute, how am I going to get into the car park? Back I went, and, of course, driving very carefully, and then back I went. And then I thought, as soon as I walked in the door, I thought, well, where is it? this is a whole other conundrum in itself.
You're funny. You know what you do next time? You just ring Eduardo and say, "Hey, I'm at the door. Could you let me in?"
I go, "We'll let you in." Well, we might have a chat about it first, but
like we are now, the embarrassment of it all.
Oh no, it makes for a memorable start. Today, I want to chat a little bit about the heat too, Gerald. It's been a hot handful of days right around the country. Friend of mine manages a farm in Euroa. He got a call. He was actually coming to visit in Sydney, and he said he got a call from someone on the farm, said all our chickens have died overnight just in the heat. It was nudging the 50-degree mark in Euroa. Yes. Dry, hot, horrible heat. And all the poor chooks have dropped dead too. And I'm sure a lot of our people on the land are experiencing similar things with livestock under duress and skyrocketing temperatures.
It is a struggle, and that's all animal management, isn't it? But human management can be just as big an issue, particularly for the older folk, because they don't actually feel thirst. Their ability to recognise thirst and be adequately hydrated is an issue. So I guess the message is, if you've got older people in the house, older relatives, pets, ensure there's plenty of hydration around. What about the kids, Sal? How do you keep them?
Do you know, I find, so I have one child who's happy to drink water by the gallons plain, which is great. That's very rare. Whereas I find Annabelle, my 7-year-old, needs those constant reminders about drinking. So for me now, it's all about how can I make her water fun? You know, I put strawberries and blueberries in it, or I put mint and lemon in it. And I find if she has ownership over what goes in it, if she's given the freedom to be like, oh, why don't I put orange slices? Then she's now more engaged in her drink, and now she wants to drink it. She can't wait to finish it so she can choose a new flavour.
Clever.
So I think it's about them feeling like they're part of the decisions that are being forced down their throat.
Mine love a hydrolyte. They love a hydrolyte, and I know it's got sort of replacements for all the things that we lose in the heat. I worry that we maybe overdo it a little bit too much.
Well, no, not really, Ed, because you're perspiring all the time. But electrolyte replacement is a good idea, particularly if you feel lightheaded. You know, if you've been in the heat for any period of time, you just don't feel quite right. So electrolyte replacement like that is certainly a good option.
You probably can't overdo the water. You can't overdose on your water, can you, this time of year?
Can you?
Well, look, you can overdose on anything, I suppose, and we hear that every now and again, but at times like this, just drink
top up the tank.
Yeah, as much as you can, I think.
131-873 is our number. We're here for your calls with our lovely experts. We'll be doing something delicious in the kitchen and nutritious, as well as rummaging around Sal's kitchen looking for that pass to get in the building.
That's right.
But we'd love to hear from you. All our callers today who go to air, go in the draw for our $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse, and you can spend that at any of their fabulous stores right around the country, so give us a buzz. 131-873. We might grab Vanessa, who's in Hawthorne this morning. Been feeling the heat this week as well, Vanessa, I take it?
Yes. Well, I'm in southwest Sydney at the moment visiting relatives.
Yeah.
And I'm a person that sweats easily, no matter if it's very hot.
Yes.
And I've been drinking plenty of fluids. Mm-hmm. But my feet and ankles have become very swollen and they won't go down even though mm-hmm. I elevate them.
Sure.
I'm just wondering what could be causing that and how can I get rid of the swelling.
Do you have any medications for blood pressure, Vanessa, in your lot?
Oh, I do, but I don't have high blood pressure.
No. Well, the medications will be working. It's worth having a chat to your doctor, Vanessa, because a lot of the blood pressure medications can actually contribute to fluid accumulation in your legs and your ankles. So you're probably being as hydrated as you can and thinking, wow, I'm drinking water and it's all pooling in my ankles. But one of the contributing factors will be, possibly, the medications you're taking. So it could be time for a review there. And in the meantime, and just be, if you're going to be flying back or driving back to home?
You're
flying?
I haven't decided yet.
Okay. Well, if you're flying, don't forget to keep moving and keep exercising your ankles because that, again, is one of the things that happen if you don't move when you're flying.
It would be fair to say everything sort of ramps up in the heat. Our metabolism works a bit harder and everything's accelerating.
Yes, and it's a very complex system, Ed, for our body to try and stay level and calm temperature-wise. Your thyroid gland's involved and a lot of other hormonal issues. So, Vanessa, time for a chat to your doctor. Mention all this fluid accumulation and I think you'll find things will work out.
Let's grab Stephen, who's in Greenvale this morning. 131873 is our number here at the House of Wellness. Hi, Steve.
G'day. Good morning, guys, and happy Australia Day.
Thank you, Stephen.
Gerald, I've had a bit of tendonitis on the elbow, mainly from a lifting injury in the gym, and I've iced it and let it go, and it just keeps coming back. I was just wondering, other than Nurofen gels and those sort of inflammatories, is there anything else I can apply to relieve the pain?
Tendonitis is an issue, Stephen, because it's a repetitive strain. So what you've got to do is give that joint plenty of rest. You might consider wearing a support when you eventually get back. The specific MSM, it comes as a powder or a capsule. It's a methyl sulfonyl methane. But your pharmacist or within the pharmacy has this powder, M for Mary, S for Sam, M for Mary.
Yep.
And it's a good way of reducing these repetitive strain injuries, things like tennis elbow and surfer's knee that Ed gets and all these other things. And you could also add in there to help reduce the whole inflammatory thing, fish oil with a high EPA and DHA content, and my old favourite, turmeric, which is going to act as a very powerful anti-inflammatory. But the key to it all, though, Stephen, is rest and management. If you go back too soon, it's going to flare up.
Or a broadcaster's ear is the other one I get from wearing the
headphones. Oh, of course you do.
Oh,
yes. Yes.
Very painful.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Everyone,
and Sally gets...
get your violins out.
Yeah.
We're going to take a little break today. Also focusing on lung cancer, guys. In fact, it causes more deaths than any other cancer in the country. More than 12,000 lung cancer cases are predicted to be diagnosed in Australia this year alone. Mm. The balance or the bias is in with the males. Mm. It's 7,000 compared to 5,000 women. We think smoking, but there are other causes of it as well. We're going to tell you about an international lung cancer screening trial. It's currently underway here in Australia, and it's aimed at detecting and treating the disease before it becomes deadly. So that's next. We'll be joined by Professor Lou Irving as well to tell us all about that. Love more of your calls. 131873 is our number. We're here for the Sunday tune-up across this next hour on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Find your style with House 99 by David Beckham and live your summer with the Carrotton range available at Chemist Warehouse.
Gentlemen, would you like to get more out of your day? Well, Blackmores Men's Performance Multi 150s is specially formulated with ingredients to help men perform at their peak, both mentally and physically. Blackmores Men's Performance contains ingredients traditionally used in Chinese and Indian medicine, which may help to support male sexual performance. Right now, you can get Blackmores Men's Performance Multi 150 tablets from Chemist Warehouse for just $34.99. Always read the label and use only as directed. Vitamin supplements should not replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Great to have your company across this hour. It is Ed Phillips joined by Sally Obermater and Gerald Quigley. Guys, before the break, we were mentioning this international lung cancer screening trial, which is currently underway in Australia. Now, every year, there's thousands of people diagnosed across the country here with lung cancer. Most cases, in fact, sadly, only detected at an advanced stage. Now, Aussies are deemed at high risk of lung cancer, are being urged to and recruited to undergo this scanning as part of this international international trial. And to tell us more about this, we're joined by Professor Lou Irving, who's one of the investigators on this international lung screening trial and head of the respiratory and sleep department at the Royal Melbourne Hospital as well. Hi, Professor. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's an exciting foray into looking more deeply and clinically at this. Tell us about the trial first up.
Well, I think you've described it very well. It's a trial looking at people who are at increased risk of developing lung cancer. And the aim of the trial is to detect lung cancer at a stage when it can be diagnosed and treated successfully, with cure rates of over 80%, in contrast to the average clinically apparent case of lung cancer where it usually presents too late for effective treatment.
Lou, it's Gerald here, and thanks for our chat this morning. How currently, what current diagnostic methods have we got? How do we detect lung cancer now?
So the most effective way to screen for lung cancer is a CT scan using a low dose of radiation. Mm-hmm. And studies overseas in America and Europe have demonstrated an improvement in mortality if regular CT scans are used in people at high risk. And it's important that they're used only in people at high risk, not in the general population.
Mm. Okay. Professor, who would be eligible for this trial? What's sort of, I guess, the criteria to put your hand up?
So the people that we can identify at high risk of lung cancer are people who've had a previous or current heavy exposure to smoking. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking in the order of 20-plus pack years, meaning a packet of cigarette a day for a year for 20 years. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at people who are in the age group of 55 to 80 because that's the most at-risk group.
All right. Okay.
Lou, but remember, what I find puzzling about lung cancer, and it's probably, could I be crass enough to say, it's not really considered a sexy sort of cancer? We don't hear much about lung cancer. And yet people actually can die never having been exposed or never having smoked. Why does that happen?
So it's a critical point. So we used to think that lung cancer was purely caused by smoking, but we now know that up to a third of cases, there has been no significant exposure to tobacco smoke. So but there are a number of other potential causes, including occupational causes, environmental causes, air pollution, etc. And because we've come from this background of lung cancers due to smoking, it's self-inflicted, it's the person's fault, which isn't true. It means that it hasn't been high in the public eye.
That's so true, isn't it? And it definitely hasn't been high on public sympathy or empathy either, I think. Mm. Professor, what does the trial involve?
So the trial's simple. It involves doing a questionnaire to identify whether the person is at the highest risk because screening programs are best when they're targeted at the at-risk population and, in fact, are potentially harmful and wasteful if you screen people who are not at risk. So there's a questionnaire about their smoking history, family history, occupational history. And then there is a CT scan, low dose of the chest, and some lung function because that's another factor that helps us determine risk.
Sure.
And then 2 years later, there's a follow-up scan.
Okay. Well, that's it. And how do people find out about the scan, Lou? Is there a website they can go to? Or what's the first step if someone listening this morning says, you know, I've given up smoking, but I was a pack-a-day smoker for 15 years. I would like to participate. What happens?
Yes, so there is a website because this study has been conducted in four states. And so the website is join, J-O-I-N, underscore, and then the initials ILST at and then health.qld.gov.au.
Okay, and we'll probably make sure that goes up on the House of Wellness website.
Absolutely.
So that we can have, for those who want to follow it up, they can, because A lot of people are afraid of all those numbers and letters.
Yes.
So if we can send them there, that'll be great.
We'll follow the developments with this clinical trial as well with great interest. Thanks, Professor, for your time today.
Yes, good luck.
Thank you.
Professor
Lou Irving there is one of the investigators on this international lung screening trial, and he's the head of the respiratory and sleep department too at the Royal Melbourne Hospital. Let's take a little break. More to come. We're going to get into the kitchen too with Sal right after this on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Find your style with House 99 by David Beckham and live your summer with the Carrotton range available at Chemist Warehouse.
Well, Monday night, let's check our diaries. Pilates, ladies, Tuesday night with the girls. Wednesday, family board game night. You know how things get busy. But ladies, if you'd like to live your life to the max, try Blackmores Women's Vitality Multi 150s from Chemist Warehouse. Blackmores Women's Vitality Multi is specially formulated to help women's energy production support and also with your healthy immune function and general well-being. So continue doing the things you love with Blackmores Women's Vitality Multi 150s for just $34.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and use only as directed, and supplements may only be of assistance if dietary intake is inadequate. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
This is our number across the course of the hour, 131873, right around Australia, wherever you're joining us here at the House of Wellness. Caroline, coming to you on the beautiful Mornington Peninsula this morning. Hello.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure, Caroline. How can we help?
Gerald, I was wondering if you could help me. Just clarify something for me. I read an article last week. A CSIRO scientist said that most of the bacteria from yogurt and fermented cabbage, etc., doesn't survive past our stomachs, and that it was an example of the power of marketing over science. And I'm thinking, are we all eating yogurt for, you know, is it not doing the job it was meant to be doing?
Well, it really probably flies in the face of about 80 million Greek people who live to 100. I sometimes wonder whether, with the greatest respect to them, whether academics focus on the tiny little things and forget about the overall picture. And I'd love Sally's comment on this as well. To me, eating yogurt is something which is a no-brainer, because anything we can do to support gut bacteria, and we're only scratching the surface, Caroline, at the moment, of the role of gut bacteria in health. For example, we know it plays a role in mental health. It plays a role in hypertension or blood pressure, in immune function, and probably a lot of other things. And look, in an ideal world, we would be eating specific yogurts for specific things. But at this stage, it is a yummy, great way to get good bacteria. And if 5% get through, that's better than nothing. And they are my thoughts. I think we just need to be careful when we don't have blanket comments from academia and then reported. And probably when we went back, it might be not quite what he said.
That's what
the way
I agree.
It was reported.
Yeah, I agree. Look, Caroline, I'm no doctor, but what in my opinion, what I suspect has happened is they've probably said a small bacterial strain out of the millions that there are, this one particular one maybe doesn't survive, you know, the acid. But that doesn't mean the rest don't, because I know that they've done studies where they've tested volunteers and they've actually then found, sorry for anyone who's eating their breakfast, but they've found the yogurt in the feces. So that kind of, I guess, implies it survives the gastrointestinal tract. So it makes it through. So I think what this is probably they've said something, and then the headline has become a sort of a blanket statement. So what I would say is keep eating yogurt. It is good for you.
I wonder if that scientist is truly healthy and having his delicious probiotics every day.
Well, maybe we could get him on and have a chat.
That'd be great. Love that. Why don't we dive into the kitchen and do something nutritious and delicious, Sal? What have we got from the recipe books today?
Well, I'm going to do something for you today so you can sort of upgrade your breakfast. So, excuse me, I'm doing kind of a layered breakfast. So I'm doing it with acai. So if you've seen kind of people like to have acai bowls, and if you're thinking, I've seen that, but I don't know what that is.
Yep.
And acai is a berry, basically. It's kind of an Amazonian superfood. And the reason it's kind of a superfood is because it has a very high antioxidant content. So that means it is great for your brain.
It's very hard to spell it.
It's very hard. Yeah, I know. And there's a lot of confusion on how to say it. But
we're with yourself.
It's got the A, then the C with the little hook down the bottom.
That's
AI. So.
That's correct. Nailed it.
Who says cooking's not complicated.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Exactly. So this is a bowl. So what I've done is I'm doing it with a chia pudding. Now, a chia pudding, I think, is one of the easiest things to make. There's literally nothing to it. What you'll do is you'll get a cup of unsweetened coconut milk, the kind that you get in a carton as opposed to a tin. Mm-hmm. You will add that with a little bit of shredded coconut, some chia seeds, and some stevia or some kind of sweetener of your choice. You might like honey. You might like maple syrup. You know, you might like rice malt syrup. In this particular one, I did stevia. And all I did was I mixed those things together in a bowl. I covered it with plastic wrap, and you'll leave it in the fridge to set maybe 3-4 hours, better overnight if you can. And that becomes a pudding. So what happens is the chia seeds swell, they absorb all that liquid, and they become a bit, if you've never had a chia pudding, it's a bit like, what's an example? Like a sago.
Yum.
It's like a really delicious way. And chia is also a big superfood. It's really good for you. So you'll do that, pop that in the fridge, put it away. You'll get a cup of frozen mixed berries, you'll mash them up, and then you'll put that at the base of kind of two bowls or two jars or two glasses or whatever. Then once the chia pudding is set, you'll spoon it over the top of the mashed up berries. Then you'll put some mashed up berries on top again, and then you'll get your acai berries. They're frozen. You can get them at a lot of supermarkets, mm-hmm. or fruit kind of places. Blend it in the food processor or the blender, put it on top, and then garnish as you please. Shredded coconut, mint, whatever you want. And that way you've got your acai, you've got your frozen berries, you've got your chia, you've got this kind of superfood of a dish. And you'll see when you go to the House of Wellness website, I popped a picture up there for you so you can see what it looks like. And it looks just beautiful.
It's pudding for breakfast. I'm so happy.
It's magnificent. Now, I've just got one issue, that it's lunchtime already by the time I've made it. So.
It's one of those good ones to make. You can make a whole batch of them.
Yeah, right.
You kind of keep them in the fridge, and it's sort of either breakfast on the go or a nice nighttime treat to eat while you're sort of sitting around on the couch watching a movie.
Oh, how fantastic. You need to see the pictures of these as the finished product. Houseofwellness.com.au on the recipes tab there. There's also an Ask tab where you can reach Gerald for any of your queries. It might be some health issues you're worried about, or to maybe debunk some myths. Perhaps you've heard another scientist rabbiting on about something. We're here to help, or we can take your calls right now, 131 873. Let's go to Maria, who's in Cronulla, standing by this morning. Morning to you.
Good morning.
How can we help you out today?
My mum's got a sore leg. It's on the knee.
Yes.
And you advised to have turmeric.
Yes.
But I just wanted to know the brand name of the turmeric. You said soluble turmeric. Just the brand name that you recommend.
Oh, if only I could tell you, Maria, but there are people who report me when I name a brand.
Oh, you can't choose favourites like your favourite children.
Well, it's not so much favourite, Ed, but on the basis of about 50 years of patient feedback, I've got some fairly specific things that I tend to use. Look, the extract, Maria, is called Beta Sorb. If you drop me an email today through the House of Wellness website, I can name the brand or whatever other brands you want. But Beta Sorb is the extract. Solubility with turmeric is important. As Sel will tell us, it requires an oily vehicle.
It does.
It's best in stews and other things like that. Pies, all those things work really, but this one is actually a water extract, which means that it's a lower dose bioavailability and seems to work very, very well.
Okay.
So that's what you look for, Maria. And also rubbing that joint with an anti-inflammatory cream gently will also help too. Yep.
All righty. Let's try Sandra, who's in Hurstbridge this morning. Welcome to the House of Wellness.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you. Good morning. Just inquiring about my daughter who's 50. Her hair has just become horrible. She's not a sensible eater. And she's not on medication other than an antidepressant. I really wanted her to know what to pump up with something for her hair. It was her best feature.
Yes. And how old did you say she was, Sandra?
She's 50. She's old 50. Enough to know better. Yes.
Well, you just wonder about all of our kids, don't you? Mm-hmm. I mean, the pair opposite me here have youngsters, so they haven't been through this yet. Look, a couple of things, Sandra. Nutrition is fundamental to our hair health.
Of course,
so perhaps a multivitamin, and it's all very well to lead a horse to water, but you've got to encourage her to actually do this. A multivitamin will give her the nutrients that she might be missing out on through poor nutrition. The two things we look at with hair health are silica and iron. So iron red meat or iron in a liquid supplement, which doesn't upset your tummy, just for 6 weeks or so. Silica is more long-term. Multivitamins do have small amounts of those in. But silica in a liquid gel form, which your pharmacy has, it's just a once-a-day dose, Sandra. And the other thing is what to hair products. And we all have our favourite hair products. From a beneficial thing, I get wonderful feedback on a range called Chloran, which has got a couple of different ways. There's a quinine extract, which is really supportive for hair health. And all of those things are available. And isn't it funny, Sel, that your hair tells you so much about how you feel?
Absolutely. You can tell a lot about a person's health, I think, by their hair. If you're looking for a couple of foods, Sandra, to kind of steer her towards that will help, I think, or could help, I would say eggs, I would say berries, I'd say any kind of fatty fish, so think kind of salmon, that kind of thing, avocado, nuts, seeds, sweet potato, those kinds of foods that are full of biotin, because that's what will help her hair.
These are yummy options, all of these. Nice recommendations. Hope that goes well for your daughter, Sandra. You're in the draw for our $100 Chemist Warehouse voucher as well, as all our callers will be who go to air today. 131-873. Let's come to Valerie in Bundoora in Victoria. Morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Valerie.
I have been in pain for weeks walking, and one of the osteopaths suggested to have an ultrasound, and I've got a tear in the gluteal minimus muscle tendon with tendinosis. Now, I don't know how long it'll take to repair or how or what can I do for the pain.
Yes, the old Julius Caesar muscle, the gluteus maximus. It can be very painful because it's in your near your posterior. Valerie, look at arnica. Arnica is amazing for swelling and internal bruising. It comes internally. You can buy little arnica tablets that dissolve in your mouth and use them frequently, every 4 or 5 hours across the day, and rub the area with arnica cream as well. And rest. Rest and appropriate exercise. Be patient because sitting, walking, going up and down stairs all puts pressure on that muscle. So it's a matter of managing and allowing it to return. We're not super athletes anymore. We slightly over 40s. It's all right for the young blokes like Ed and young ladies like Sally. But so it takes a little longer. It's all patience, but arnica, Valerie, will be the secret.
I mean, we always think what's the most powerful muscle in the body? It's the glutes. Yes. It's the butt muscles. Think of our 100-metre sprinters. They're powerful.
Think of Serena.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
And it's a muscle that gets a lot of work, bears a lot of weight, so it's one we need to certainly take care
of. And it's important to have it. And I think back in House of Wellness Television last year, didn't our physio, Anna Louise, we talked about the importance of that glute muscle and how if you lose that strength, even your posture starts to be affected.
Yeah, absolutely. Crucial stuff. Hope that helps you out there. Thanks for your calls. Keep them coming. We'll get to more in just a sec. 131-873 is our number here at the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Find your style with House 99 by David Beckham and live your summer with the Carrington range available at Chemist Warehouse.
Well, we're all running a million miles an hour. Gentlemen, how about this? Would you like to get more out of your day? Well, Blackmores Men's Performance Multi 150s are specially formulated with ingredients to help we men perform at our peak, both mentally and physically. Blackmores Men's Performance contains ingredients traditionally used in both Chinese and Indian medicines, and that may help to support male sexual performance. Right now, you can get Blackmores Men's Performance Multi 150 tablets at Chemist Warehouse for just $34.99. Always read the label and use only as directed. Vitamin supplements should not replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Yep, on the Macquarie Network, right through Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth as well. Nice to have you with us this morning at the House of Wellness. It is Ed Phillips here, joined by Gerald Quigley and Sally Obermeider, your experts here, standing by for your calls, 131-873. Jessie, we go to Geelong as well in Victoria. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Let's help you out today. We're standing by.
How can we help?
Sorry?
How can we help you,
Jessie?
Yes, I've got no appetite. Please give me something to get my appetite back.
So you don't like the taste and smell of food, Jessie, or nothing's happening?
Nothing is happening at all. I try to eat and sometimes I gag. And as long as it's liquid and or pureed, yes, okay. But solid food.
Fine.
I've got no appetite. I don't taste anything. And I'm losing a lot of weight.
You will, Jessie. Does that mean you implied then that you have difficulty swallowing, Jessie? Is that an issue?
No, not at all. Swallowing, I can swallow anything.
Do you enjoy cooking?
I used to, but I've been sick lately. Okay. I've been in hospital for 5 weeks, in and out, you know.
And do you live by yourself or have you got someone with you?
No, I live on my own.
Okay, well, which is a challenge, isn't it, Sal, for cooking? Now, I've got some suggestions, and then Sally will come in with some other suggestions that we can just completely get things back on an even keel. The mineral we need for our sense of taste and smell, Jessie, is zinc. So if you could pop to your local pharmacy today or whenever it suits and get some zinc tablets and have one every day, because the part of our brain that controls taste and smell requires really high levels of zinc to function effectively. And it's the desire and the love of the food that actually makes a difference. So that's from a supplement perspective. What are some simple things that Jessie could do, Sally, to maybe put some enjoyment back in food preparation?
I would say, Jessie, you need food with flavour, because flavour begets flavour. So I think if you're having, say if you're just doing stuff that's pureed now, say if I use, for example, a soup, for example, then make that soup flavoursome. Make it like a sweet potato, say with garlic, and it would have some sour cream through it and would have onion, so that your mouth is starting to actually remember what it's like to have food with flavor, because I think that will probably trigger more flavor. You're like, oh, that is nice. I want more of that. Whereas if you're just going to, because if you don't have an appetite, people tend to eat a dry biscuit, you know, because it's like, oh, well, I don't want anything. Or they just have water, or they just have tea, or they have bland things. Whereas you need food with flavor. I would also say, as much as you can, try and have some protein in whatever you're having. So even if it is a soup, even if you shredded up some chicken, and even if it was getting pureed, you would do, say, pureed chicken and vegetable soup, so that you're at least having protein. I think that's vital.
Well, that gives strength to and structure, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? So. Absolutely.
And food is eaten with the eyes before Gerald even tucks his big serviette into his collar. Yeah.
Well, that's because I drop everything down my front.
Yeah, he's staring at the meal being put in front of him by his beloved
wife. Really, if you imagine something with flavour, Sally, you almost begin to salivate.
That's exactly right.
Like sucking a lemon, those sorts of things.
Correct. And I would almost always also, if you can, Jessie, if you were to sort of, I guess, cast your mind back outside this period that you're in now, what were your favourite foods? What was what's a meal that somebody said to you, you can have anything you want as a child, what was your favourite? I sometimes think also psychologically, if we go back to our childhood favourite meals, these are meals that are comforting, they're nurturing, they feel good to our soul. And I know that's not technically, you know, there's a funny, you know, if you ask people when they're sick what they want, they'll be like, oh, my mum used to make me an apple pie, or my mum did this, whatever that thing is. Because there's something very deeply intertwined between food and our emotional connectedness, and I think that that's also a nice place to start to think about what might I like to eat.
Great options. Hope that helps, Jessie. Let us know how you're progressing. Quick one, we're going to you, Steve, in Bundoora. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Stephen. How can we help you?
I suffer from sleep apnea. Now, I have a CPAP machine.
Mm-hmm.
I have a full face mask, and I breathe through my mouth regularly. Does that defeat the purpose of the machine?
It probably does, Stephen. It's probably time for a review of what you expect, because the machine's very important. In fact, it can keep you alive. Using a saline, isotonic saline, is very important to keep your nasal passages clear, because it sounds as if that's the problem, is why you've gone back to mouth breathing. Back to the person you got the sleep apnea machine from, Steve. Have it reviewed and all will be well.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Let's take a little break. The A to Z of vitamins when we return. This is the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Find your style with House 99 by David Beckham and live your summer with the Carrotton range available at Chemist Warehouse.
It's been great having your company across the course of this last hour or so for the House of Wellness. Ed Phillips here, joined by Gerald Quigley and Sally Obermeier. I had a couple of people wanting that website. They're intrigued about the International Lung Cancer Screening Trial that's currently on in Australia. We've got the website for you and the email you can do, but we'll also put a link up on our website. But just for info, it's join_illst at health.com. qld.gov.au. That's a mouthful, so we'll put a link up to make it nice and easy for you as we follow that through across the course of the next week or so. A to Z of Vitamins time. GQ, what are you going to look at today?
You know how I've been enjoying apple cider vinegar, and I've been having lots of varieties, and Sally's nodding, so obviously
yes,
she's a fan as well.
I am.
I finished the one that I spoke of last week, which is the chili one.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm just having now the one with turmeric, the turmeric booster.
Oh, clever.
And Carolyn, who rang us before talking yogurt, this is very clean. This is my recipe. I have a shake, and I have about 3 or 4 tablespoons of yogurt in the blender. And I don't know if you're supposed to measure the apple cider vinegar, but Sally said just have a 15 mil, so I have a decent slug.
Yeah, I think that's great.
Yeah, just pour plenty in. Sometimes I put a bit of extra virgin olive oil in the blender as well.
Okay.
And so I'm using the apple cider vinegar with the mother. Now, Ed, why is the mother important? I'm testing you here.
Okay, because there's nothing like a hug from your mum, so there's nothing better than having the mother as part of your
One of the most exciting things is that you listen to what I say. The mother means it's cloudy, it's unfiltered, and that's where all the good bacteria come from.
That's exactly right.
That's an insult to my mother.
And you should have a look, I think, when you're buying it on the jar, because it will say to you, with mother. So if you're standing there looking at a couple of ones and thinking, well, which one has the mother? How will I know?
Yes,
it will say on the label.
It says so.
Yeah.
It says so. So we might check that, whether he's been listening.
Yeah, I doubt
check
that.
Next week, Sal. I know. So that's what, the benefits, people often say, so what does it do? Look, we're going back to gut bacteria. We think it helps there. It helps the digestion process. It helps with gut acid. But it really is a great tonic way to start the day. And we're all about restoring as much as we can, aren't we?
All righty, fantastic stuff. The A to Z of Vitamins brought to us by Barnes Naturals. You've been on the Barnes bandwagon, haven't you? But you look healthy and radiant and glowing over these last few weeks.
You do.
We have plenty of calls standing by. We can't get to you all. 131873 is our number. If you fail to get on, of course, you can get to us via our website at houseofwellness.com.au. There's an Ask tab as well. Jim, I know, is one of our patient callers standing by. Jim, we might have to follow you up via email as well, but thanks for your calls over the last hour or so. We've had plenty who've gone to air, and they're all in the running for this fabulous prize that we do each Sunday. Who is going to be our winner?
The winner today is Jesse from Geelong. It's a very, I know we focus on people who eat too much, but there is a cohort of Australians out there like Jesse that just don't eat enough. Mm. They become frail. They fall over. They're often by themselves. And when you're living by yourself, it's very hard to be motivated every day to cook something.
Yeah.
That's just, so, Jesse, you are the winner today of the $100 Chemist Warehouse gift voucher. Best wishes, and let's get you back to health.
It's like walking into any Chemist Warehouse store with cash in your pocket. You can go and spend it anywhere around the country in one of the fabulous Chemist Warehouse outlets, which might just be in the middle of your street as well. That's it for us for today, for Sunday. Sally said it's okay to have pudding for breakfast. Thanks for that.
I sure did.
Follow up that gorgeous recipe on our website.
Pie for lunch.
Whack some turmeric in it. You can't go wrong. Thank you, Sal.
Thanks, guys.
Thank
you, Gerald. Happy Sunday, everybody.
Thanks, Ed. Thank you, Sally. Great to see you.
Enjoy the rest of what is our fabulous long weekend. We'll see you next Sunday for more on the House of Wellness.